Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love the Lord our God and King, and He is returning soon. I thank God for the work that He does through His prophets. Knowing that His return is soon, I desire in my heart that God would do something to alert people. And people are being alerted well. And the people of God are alerting their people. And if you love your people, alert them. Let them know that the King is coming. He's coming swiftly. And all this is going to happen, folks, just as fast. And but the Lord loves us. He cares about us in every way. We need to know Him. And we need to be ready when He returns. And we can do great things, exploits, because we know Him. Knowing the Lord is very important. I was listening to Pastor Jim yesterday, and he was talking about Jonah and how, you know, I saw something when he was talking about it. I thought about how Daniel said, they that do know the Lord their God will be strong and do exploits. Now, Jonah did all that he did grudgingly. He was obedient, but he wasn't necessarily willing. And the only way to really know God is to be willing and obedient. The only way to truly know, to get to know God, you have to be willing to know it. You have to want to know it. And you have to obey Him. Because there are so many things you can't learn unless you follow through. Now, the last broadcast we talked about, the Lord named it those dog bath wars. And we talked about the dog bath wars, how God tell you to do something and you act, you know, and you act like that dog that don't want a bath. But when you follow through, you say, hey, it wasn't that bad. It was good. And just like the dog, after he dries off, he's clean and happy. So he put on all that charade just because he didn't want a bath. And we do the Lord that way when we're reluctant. And ending reluctance in our lives, if we can master that, if we can get rid of the reluctance, we can know God. The world is trying to invade us. It's trying to, the enemy uses the devices of this world, the things of this world, to, as an attack. He used beautiful women against me, and he used handsome men against women. Everything that God gave as a gift, he tried to pervert it and use it against us. But as we know God, we become willing and obedient. And we get to know Him. And then it's easy to walk in the light when you know God. It's easy to win in any confrontation. Any size confrontation the enemy throws, you can win against it. The more you love God, the easier it is to win. And not only do that, but do exploits, to do a work that He can't stop. You're exploiting Him instead of Him exploiting you. All the fears, they're designed to look bigger than God in our eyes. But when you choose to follow God, and you choose to keep faith in Him, and you choose to take Him at His word, those things shrink and God gets bigger in your eyes. And it's fun to win. And you don't have to be afraid of losing. Just because other people lose and just because other people do things they shouldn't do don't mean that's not your heritage. The Lord gave you the whole kingdom. He's going to help you. The Lord has given you everything you need to win. Everything you need to finish your course. Everything you need to cherish life. And when you cherish the life of God, you've already won. When you see Him, when you're looking to Him, you already won. When you look to the Lord, your present help. Sometimes people look at the Lord as a future help, but faith looks at Him as a present help. And trust looks at Him as a present help. When you trust the Lord and act on that trust becomes faith. You're taking the Lord as where you're living a life of reliance. You know, when the Lord told me to do a special broadcast for the radio, the last one I did, it airs August the 30th, 2020. And it's already airing on the website. You can all of my broadcasts that's on there, you can access all of them at your will. And I encourage you to do so. But when He gave me that broadcast, I knew it was special, but I didn't know what the Lord was going to do, and I didn't care how He'd do it. I just knew He was going to do something special. And this was one of the I never did a broadcast like this one before. And it was prophetic. Now, I've spoken prophetically before, but not like this. I was relying on the Lord. I didn't know what He was going to do. I remember a time when He gave me a message just before I got to the... He gave me the message as I began to speak. As I began to speak, He gave me a message. He taught me to rely on Him. Reliance is good. It's as easy as sitting in a comfortable chair, because you know that God is with you, and you know that He's going to work through you, and you know it's going to be all right. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how it goes. You know it's going to be good because you're in a state of reliance. You're relying on Him. That's why Jesus said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." Because when you're relying on the Lord, you get a chance to know Him. You get a chance to understand. You have insights. And all these things work together to help you do exploit. And you turn Satan off in the world. But you expose him by your light. And you do the works that he's afraid of. Satan is very fearful. Satan is very fearful. He's afraid of people. He's afraid of our potential. And when fear drives Satan just like it drives us. When he gets afraid, he acts, and sometimes he messes up his own works. Through his fear, he can't see. See, his fear gets big too. He know God's not on his side. He's in opposition against God. So when he gets afraid, he acts. Sometimes he tempts you and work against you because he's afraid of you. And just like fear, he uses fear to drive us into darkness. Fear is driving him to darkness. It works the same. It doesn't matter whether you're a man or an angel. If you fear something, that's a big deal in your eyes. But guess what? You don't have to fear. All you have to, if you can look at the Word of God and believe Him, you can turn that fear into nothing. You can turn it to ashes. And perfect love cast out fear. You don't have to have it. But you got God. God's going to bless you. He's going to help you. He's going to work through you. Take you forward. But those who love the course of this world, those that love the world, they do things that shouldn't be done. And they work in ways that's counterproductive. And I thank God that we can go forward. We don't have to go backwards. We can be the head and not the tail. We can do all the wonderful works of God. It's all through Him. I thank God for Pastor Dana Cornerstone. The Lord is really using that man to show us what's coming. And others, people that's telling the truth. And you know, I look at people's prophecy. You have to look at the backstory. He said something on the video that when the Lord used him to put together broken churches where the pastor had fallen or people got hurt by the pastor. And the Lord used him to bring the church back together. See, the peacemakers will be used of God mightily. This is a man that God could trust with the word. And he gave it to us in a timely way. I thank God for it. And I thank God for all the prophets who prophesy accurately, who love God. But it's important. The ones that the Lord used the most are the most yielded. They just yield to the Lord. And they don't try to extort their work. They just love God's people and they try to warn people. And I love people that do the work of the ministry and stop trying to become wealthy off of it. And it takes a lot of money to do that, to do the things of God. You know, it takes a lot of money. People sue you. People try to censor you and take you off their airways. They overcharge preachers. So everybody's in this fight together, but there are those who remain true and they do it God's way. If you do it your way, you're going to have a hard time because you're thinking and processing and your knowledge and wit is not good enough. You're outclassed. But when the Lord, when you rely on Him, you can do a perfect work. The Lord will train you in the work. You'll be prepared for what God is doing. And I look at, when I listen to prophecy and the person who's prophesying, you can tell that there's a good backstory. When I used to listen to, whenever I listen to Henry Gruber, you know, whenever he's on a show, you get the short version. But when you look at the teaching, where he's teaching for hours, he would do like seminars at church. He would teach. That man would teach for hours. I'd listen to the whole thing. They'd give him an hour and a half sometimes. I wouldn't listen to all the. And then you get, from there you get the backstory, how he learned it, how he processes. See, Christian people, they're very finicky. They're afraid of being deceived. And they expect people to teach like their pastor and all their pet doctrines. You got to agree with all that before they'll listen to you sometime. But when he gives the backstory, you can see this man, God has his hand on this man, and he's teaching him to do things that most people won't do. And the only reason people don't do what Henry Gruber did is because they chicken out too fast. He did something I did. He had a vow that he would obey God, and he made himself obey God, and he kept seeing what would happen. I made a vow, and I kept doing the same thing, and I found out what would happen. I stopped having the dog bath wars, feeling reluctant against God because it was new to me. You feel just like a dog before he gets his bath. He don't want that bath, and he's trying hard not to get one. He put his tail between his legs. He looks sad. He don't want a bath. He know he got to have one. When God, you know God wants you to do something, you don't want to do it, you feel reluctant, that will pass away. Do what God said do. And I did, many of the things that I did because of a vow. And it was a big challenge to me. I'm not going to lie, it was a huge challenge, but I had to obey God. But I just found out it works. I found out it wasn't like it's, it wasn't, it was nothing like it seemed to me. And then the Lord moved. Once I obeyed him, he had something to work with. And then he could finish training me. And I found out following God is good. It ain't bad at all. And then you become a candidate for, you become a person he can train and give you more. You've obeyed him. You've done what he said do. Some things made you curious, and now he can train you in greater ways. See, extra training comes through obedience only, especially if you're willing. Sometimes you have to be willing and obedient to see what God is trying to show you after you've been obedient. See, there's much he can train you with after you've been obedient, after the fact. You've done what he said do. Now he can. Jonah, Pastor Jim pointed out something about Jonah. He said Jonah did the whole thing reluctantly. It didn't say he repented, but then he said maybe he did because he would have wrote the book. Now, if Jonah wrote the book, he may have come to a point of repentance. He may have saw the error of his way and then repented from it and forgave them. Come to a point where he could forgive the Ninevites. And he pointed out how this story about Jonah was not just about the Ninevites, but also about Jonah. How we feel about others. See, when the Lord taught me to love his people, I could sense from the Lord that he wants you to love every soul. Not just the people that do you good, but the people that do you wrong. Just like 1 Peter was talking about. See, 1 Peter should have been one chapter. That's a very strong book. The first chapter teaches us to love everybody. The people that are low down, people that are mean, your ex-wife, your ex-husband, your boss, ex-boyfriend, whatever it was that hurt you, you're going to love that person just like Jesus loved you. People that stole your money and wrecked your car, and children that stole from you to buy drugs. You're going to love these people just like Jesus loved you. And when that happens, you're willing and obedient to God. If you can do that, you can do anything. And the Lord taught me how to love his people. And I wanted him to teach me his word, how to love people, I just wanted to please God. But I found out that through loving his people, I could do more than I thought I could do. And my life started working. I conquered other things because of that love. And love became, it was first and foremost. And it made it so much easier to follow and obey God. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.